Gex, KN4, DWA, you still there?
What's happening this morning, big guy?
Stay starting. How about yourself?
Same thing. I'm headed over to pick up some supplies over to Lowe's in Bowling Springs and then straight down 9 to a job on East Main Street in Spartanburg. Over there, I got a man coming in from Florida to do some tech support on the digital imaging chain.
That sounds like interesting fun to me.
Station up your first stop?
Yes, sir.
Mechanic got up before 7 o'clock.
The underground piping company, they do construction. They do all their own maintenance and everything like that. So that's where I'm at. It's not really a repair shop.
Okay. That's going to say. What are most shops open up at, 8 o'clock?
They're supposed to open at 8, but a lot of them around here don't open until around 9.
Seems to me like they want to take advantage of the cool part of the day without customers banging them all the time. Yeah, this is the time of the morning when you can get the most done.
But they would rather work in the heat of the day and then stay up all night playing video games.
Matter of fact, I know some older guys like myself that still like to play those stupid video games. I ain't got anything against them, but I got too much else to do.
Time to play with the radio.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, I hope you make it over to Greer second Monday. And, I got up with one of the officials up there at Pigeon Forge, and I'm all set. So, oh, goodness gracious. I'm all set for Pigeon Forge. That ought to be a pretty fun run.
I didn't get in till late last night, and then I had, like, 4 deliveries I had to check in, so I didn't do nothing last night but check in orders.
Got stuff to be delivered that comes in to you to take back out?
Yes, sir. I don't know what happened, but they piled them in last night. And some of them should have been here last week, and they weren't. And I don't know. UPS has been having problems, too, just like everybody else.
Yeah, no kidding. They fouled me up last week on a job. But that was FedEx. So FedEx and UPS, they're just not up to speed.
Well, they're struggling just like everybody else to keep help and get things where it needs to go, and they're moving more freight than they've ever moved, so, I mean, you can't really fuss at them too much, but I don't know what we're going to do with it or how to fix it.
You get the government to stop competing with the labor market.
For one employer in the country.
Needs to be reversed. There is, that's just, you know, no, it doesn't work when you're your own number one customer. That does not work.
They're taking away too much help from the labor pool also, so I don't know, like I said, I don't know what the answer is, but it ain't what we're doing, let's put it that way.
Yeah, you got that right. Many, 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 many cases. Less is more. And that's how I feel about government. So, what do they do? Do they have a route truck that brings supplies into you, or do they just ship it all UPS, or what do they do?
Everything comes UPS. I have UPS ground and then FedEx freight, because UPS freight's too far away. So I use FedEx freight, but other than that, that's pretty much how I get everything.
Okay. And it all comes out of a central distribution point, right? Probably, what, Atlanta or Charlotte?
Nashville.
right there in Nashville, that's right underneath FedEx. Seems like they'd have a pretty good setup with FedEx.
Started they use FedEx, but about the time right before I started, they started using UPS as the corporate shipping contract, I guess. I don't know. But FedEx still does my freight stuff because of location.
Yep. Well, I'm just about to get over here to the Lowe's. I got a man, have you seen what the price of industrial Velcro has gone to? That's insane.
Yes, I have. I use it on the tool truck to hold stuff on the carpeted walls. And yes, it's expensive.
How do you justify that kind of price increase on a product like that? I mean, the raw costs have not increased that much.
Man.
Wait till this inflation really starts kicking in. Then they're going to think supply and demand.
Now you got Ida out here. We're out of gas up in North Carolina already, yesterday afternoon.
The gas station was out of gas?
Roger that. Most all of them are out of gas already yesterday afternoon. Everybody panicking to buy fuel.
There's not going to be a shortage. The refineries were not damaged.
Heard in the news that they shut down the pipeline for something. I'm not even sure what because I didn't watch the news. I just heard stopped to get diesel yesterday and the fuel pumps were out. And started checking to see why, and that's what I found out.
Ridiculous. All right. Well, here we go again. And you know what they just put out on the news this morning? They were bragging about a price decrease in the fuel by 2 cents a gallon.
Got wiped out. Now, I don't know about down here. I'm just talking about up at the house. So you'll have to find out down here for yourself.
Yeah. Well, I guess so. Well, I'm wheeling in the Lowe's, brother. I just want to say good morning, and hopefully your day is going to go smooth, and you're going to be a dirty, rotten capitalist. That's what I'm going to do. I will talk to you again soon, Patrick. K-4, VWA, I am clear.
Have a good day, Steve, and good luck at being a capitalist. And this is K-4, HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
AB for FCM.